I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen Times reporter Jennifer Bowman. Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So much to talk about since we've last chatted about the Green investigation. We'll start with, you saw this documents when they were briefly unsealed that actually showed what federal investigators are looking at. So give us a little update on what is that they are actually looking at about former County Manager Wanda Green.
Yeah, so what got unsealed was a search warrant application that showed that federal authorities believed that Wanda Green used procurement cards for other employees and directed her assistants to purchase what were described as inappropriate financial transactions. So you saw $42,000 worth of gift card purchases, a Verizon account payments to a Verizon account that is not associated with the county, that included an iPhone, and about $900 at least in decorative items, so home decor, a tic-tac-toe wall hanging, things like that. And that showed a little bit, I think, the most that we've heard about the federal investigation. You've seen a lot of questions about how these salaries and how these raises were awarded and things like that. But this was the most firm answer to, at least in part, what authorities are looking at. And those documents have since been resealed.
Gift cards, we're in the holiday season, so I think everybody is, you know, this is gift card season. What kind of gift cards were these? How did they, were they were county gift cards. So, I mean, how does the county have gift cards?
We can't get that much information from the county because at this point they are declining to release any records associated with gift cards, saying it's part of an ongoing criminal investigation. But you did see from these federal documents that there were purchases of gift cards for Target, Office Depot, Sam's Club. But even in that search warrant, the investigator said they don't know where those gift cards are or how they were used. And I think that's the big question there, is that you can't find out that information if it's not being disclosed by the county.
But from what you could tell, these were gift cards that were purchased with county money. Is that what it? Okay.
Yes. So you saw these gift cards being purchased with these purchase cards that are assigned to. And there's a lot of employees in the county who have these purchase cards. But they specifically named two employees who, at one point or another, worked as assistants for Wanda Green. That's where they could track the payments being made under those procurement cards.
Now, what isn't being investigated but has been big in the headlines is because of how much money was spent on it. More than $500,000 was spent advertising the Asheville Regional Airport at several equestrian events through the Tryon Equestrian Center that Wanda Green okayed, but it was not okayed by the county commissioner. So as much as you can tell us about that, tell us what you found out.
Yeah, that's what you found was more than $500,000, about $577,000 over about a 2-year period went to the Tryon International Equestrian Center and some other related organizations that are under the same owner. None of that was approved by county commissioners. There was no board approval, nothing like that. And it was all in the name of promoting the Asheville Regional Airport, which did not spend any money. And what they got for it, or what the taxpayers got for it, now this was paid for with economic development incentive funds, which is just a fund of the general fund. It's taxpayer dollars. There's no additional revenue stream for that account. And what you found was multiple payments being made that seemingly commissioners did not know about until recently. There's no indication it's part of the federal investigation, and I do think it's telling that the county released this information after we asked for this information under a public records request, which is something they typically aren't doing, you know, for example, the gift card records. So if something's part of the criminal investigation, it's telling that they released it at this time. And there's something also really interesting from that that showed that there were some discrepancies, because 2 years ago, the Citizen Times reported on this sponsorship and received an invoice from Wanda Green that said it was $25,000. And current county records show that that was not the case, that it was actually $125,000. And Chairman Brownie Newman says that that invoice was doctored.
Why equestrian centers? Why equestrian events? From what you've been able to find out, why was this the avenue that was being used to advertise the airport?
So there's no doubt that the Equestrian Center is this regional draw. And actually, you know, we found that the Greenville Airport has actually recently made its own sponsorship. I don't know if they have not put in any money like the Asheville Regional Airport did, but there's this idea that people are flying in to attend these events at the Equestrian Center, which is expected to, you know, host this huge event next year, is expected to bring in thousands of visitors from all different kinds of countries. And so the advertisements and the sponsorships were this push to promote Asheville Airport as the closest airport, as the one that you can come into and see. Now, there's a lot of questions on whether that was a right expenditure by Buncombe County, whether that truly is meant to benefit Buncombe County. This is a out-of-county facility, and there's some questions about, you know, whether economic development incentive funds should be used in that way. And what you've seen now is that the commissioners have changed their policy. They've definitely tightened down. Any expenditure out of that fund has to be approved by commissioners, and it all has to go toward any kind of initiative or project that's in Buncombe County.
And just to clarify what you said there, the Asheville Regional Airport isn't actually in Buncombe County. It's right on the border of the other side, right?
Yeah, and that's an interesting setup. You know, you do see multiple counties have representatives on that board. In fact, one of the representatives for that airport authority includes David Gant, the former chairman. They're appointed by the Board of Commissioners. But yeah, there is that question. And I think a lot of people are wondering why the airport, if this was all to promote the airport, why there wasn't any purchases made on their part.
So how have the commissioners been handling this? Bryony Newman, the chair of the County Board of Commissioners, has a proposal that's sort of in reaction to this, but they made a few moves sort of on the edges, but nothing really concrete. So what's been going on there?
Yeah, you know, there has been this push by Bryony Newman. He's called for some pay cuts to both county staff and to his own pay cut to commissioners. And you've seen a lot of changes as far as policy goes, when it's like clamping down on bonuses can no longer exceed $1,000. That's in response to, you know, these hefty bonuses and additional pay you are seeing from the county administration side. They changed those economic development policies, and Brownie's asked for those changes to pay cuts. So there have been a lot of changes. Many would probably argue that these are probably things that should have been in place from the get-go, but there's been this clear message from the county that they're working on boosting transparency, working on being more open, and working to correct the mistakes and kind of regain the public trust that they've lost amid this investigation.
Lastly, this was the big story of 2017 in Western North Carolina. In 2018, what's going to happen?
Well, I think we're focusing on some kind of resolution, some kind of outcome of this investigation. It's been pretty tight-lipped, aside from a federal court document that was momentarily unsealed. So I think a lot of people have questions. I think, you know, there's people who think it's taking too long, and then there's people who, you know, say that these things take time. So I think the outcome of that is what people are waiting for, you know, there's no indication that what we know so far is the only things that are being looked at by investigators.
Jennifer Bowman, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.